Are You Too Busy for God? Written by Rod McNair. Read by Shane Browning. One of the prime dangers for Christians today is getting so busy that they lose their spiritual focus. Especially as the pace of society hastens, this is a real danger to spiritual growth. Jesus Christ gave a warning to the last generation leading up to his second coming. It's worth taking heed today. Quote, "And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were cold or hot." Unquote. Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. The condition of many just prior to his return, even many Christians, will be profound complacency. They aren't necessarily out in the world in rebellion against him, but neither are they on fire for him and his work. They're just too busy with other things. Cares of the world are crowding out their relationship with God. Quote, "So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth." Unquote. Revelation chapter 3, verse 16. It's when we deeply sense our need for God that we make time for Him. And yet, sometimes even Christians get so busy they don't study, don't pray, and don't think about the future. We have to make a living. We have to go to work. We have to take care of our family and our needs. But do those things become the focus of our lives? As someone once said, quote, "Don't confuse busyness with growth." Unquote. What about you? Are you growing? Or are you just busy? In an article that came out on July 30, 2007, called, quote, "Survey, Christians Worldwide Too Busy for God," unquote, author Audrey Barrick wrote, quote, "Christians worldwide are simply becoming too busy for God," a newly released five-year study revealed. In data collected from over 20,000 Christians with ages ranging from 15 to 88 across 139 countries, the Obstacles to Growth survey found that on average, more than 4 in 10 Christians around the world say they often or always rush from task to task. The busy life was found to be a distraction from God among Christians around the globe. About 6 in 10 Christians say that it's often or always true that, quote, "the busyness of life gets in the way of developing my relationship with God," unquote. Quote, "While the study does not explain why Christians are so busy and distracted, Zigarelli, the author of the study, described the problem among Christians as a, quote, vicious cycle, unquote, prompted by cultural conformity. It may be the case that, one, Christians are assimilating to a culture of busyness, hurry, and overload, which leads to, two, God becoming more marginalized in Christians' lives, which leads to, three, a deteriorating relationship with God, which leads to, four, Christians becoming even more vulnerable to adopting secular assumptions about how to live, which leads to, five, more conformity to a culture of busyness, hurry, and overload, and then the cycle begins again," unquote. Source, ChristianPost.com. We have to consciously fight against this culture of hyper-busyness to keep our focus and spend the time we need on preparing for the kingdom of God. Jesus warned his disciples about this in the parable of the sower. Quote, "Now these are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, or the worries of this life, or the anxieties of this age, as it is sometimes translated, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful." Unquote. Mark chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. Are you going to be a busyness casualty? Remember what's important in your life. If God has opened your mind to His awesome truth, and you've been called out of this world of chaos and confusion, be grateful, and grow, and get involved in God's work, and never let busyness sidetrack you from fulfilling your ultimate destiny. Order your free copy, Your Ultimate Destiny, today.